Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now back to Mark and Kitchen on Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI.
All right, back here on the Mark and Kitchen Show, 401-737-1287. Let's take some calls. We'll get to Dan in Cranston. Will lead us off. Dan, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing better than Jimmy G. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
No, I already went down that road.
All right, we won't go down that road
and
again.
Steve don't want to hear about it.
Okay, we won't go down that road again.
Sorry. So, real quick on the baseball thing.
Yeah.
So, I'm 51, all right? I'm old, but I'm not that old, right? Mm-hmm. Should be in the prime demographic of people who have money, want to spend it, blah, blah, blah. So, I just can't watch the product as it is anymore. And the starting pitching is the biggest factor to me about why I can't watch it. I mean, I'm sick and tired of, you know, watching a guy shut down the team for 4 or 5 innings and then getting the plug. Was it Alvarez the other night that went 8 innings?
It was
Wednesday.
Farmer.
Yeah, it was Alvarez.
Yep.
For Houston.
Farmer.
With Game 5?
Whatever it was. Go ahead.
Okay,
go ahead. Make your point.
But it was refreshing to see that. But I can't turn on a game at 8:07. The clock turns to 10, and then they're in the top of the bottom of the fourth inning. I can't do it.
So I'll tell you what I did last night.
Framber Valdez went 8 innings, yeah. And I tweeted the same thing. It was nice to see, despite the fact that the Red Sox lost that game.
I had the Red Sox on the TV, but I had it on mute, so I could listen to this and watch the Celtics game on my iPad.
Yeah.
Can you picture the 2004 World Series and even remotely turning the channel anywhere? No. And I'm not saying, you know, if there was the same scenario right now, in 2004, and this is the way the game was played, and that, you know what I'm talking about? They're still trying to win the World Series.
Yeah.
I'd still be the same way right now. I can't watch it. I can't watch it. It's just too long. It's too boring. There's too many relievers going in and out. It's just, it's unwatchable. It's a marathon every freaking game. And it's just, you know, I'm old school, sure, but I cannot donate 4 hours of my time.
Well,
that's
one of those things where people, when they, like, oh, I remember back in my day, this is one of those times when you're 100% right, when a game would take 2 hours.
It's just messier. Instead of the starter going 6-7 innings and you have one, you know, and a setup guy. What happened to the setup guy?
Part of the problem, too, is by going through this and having your starter only, you're limiting your stars of the game, right?
Yep.
Now, you don't have star pitchers really anymore. Who's your last star pitcher? Really?
So, Clayton 20 years Kershaw? From now, right? Ben, do, 20 do, years from now.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't get excited. When you were a kid, Dan, I might go too far back for you, but you would have been thrilled to be like, holy crap, I'm going to watch a Juan Marichal, Sandy Koufax game right now. Two studs battle it out.
I'll go back. I loved going to Fenway Park and watching Roger Clemens, Dave Stewart of the
Yankees. Okay, there you go. Sorry, I went too far back for you.
Yeah. So that was like, right in my wheelhouse. But again, the game, the way it's going. So from 20 years from now, when a pitcher goes to the Hall of Fame, he's going to have like 135 wins, 150 wins, probably average like barely 190 tournaments. You know what I'm saying?
No, here's why it's not going to happen, because they're going to readjust it and be like, oh, you don't have to go, you know, whatever, 5 innings to get the win.
Readjust the bar.
They're just going to lower it to be like 3, and you have to go 3.5 now to get the win. So these guys are going to have those same titles. So the numbers, because baseball cares so much about the numbers, look the same.
Yeah. All right. As far as the Patriots go, Mark, you and I agree too much on everything. I just feel almost like the way to feel old again. You can point the finger that the game has passed Belichick by in every single direction at this point, just from the types of plays he's drafting. Two guys who stick out to me, Dante Hightower and Devin McCourty, okay?
Mm-hmm.
To me, the only reason they're both overpaid, for one.
Yep.
Two, the reason I think they're only still here is because they're the last vestige of whatever Patriot winning, you know, way or aura that there was. They're the supposed to be the locker room guys. There's nobody left. This is like it. And I think that, you know, they're just like a mishmash of like just bad everything, from bad drafting, bad coaching, just the wrong type of players. They're old and slow. You know, I truly believe you can say that the game has passed him by. Maybe it's because of stubbornness and he doesn't want to evolve, but they just, the Cowboys like ran circles around them.
Yeah,
they
should have beat them
by 30 points, for Christ's sake. And
I think it's, Dan, I honestly think it's arrogance. More than the game has passed him by, I think it's, he's gotten more emboldened in his own belief that the system is more important. I think it's the arrogance that's you know, getting in his own way right now.
I'm not.
How much money is Nelson Agholor making?
Is it $15 million or something?
And how many catches is that bum going to end up with?
Listen,
35.
I don't think the game has passed him by. I don't want to use that phrase because I think that's too disrespectful for Bill Belichick. But it's just they suck. That's all.
Yeah.
I don't know what you want me to say. I loved Bill Belichick. I love Bill Belichick for everything he did.
Yeah.
But the Belichick factor that I always used to, you know, when I was thinking about a game, a matchup, I'd always put that in there. The Belichick factor is the thing that could really put them over the top.
Well,
exist anymore.
Yeah, we could throw that away last year.
Yeah.
Because remember the narrative going into the season? Well, if anyone can figure out this COVID nonsense, it's Belichick.
Yeah.
What did they do in the playoffs?
Ben.
No, what did they do in the playoffs last year?
They didn't make the playoffs last year.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I'm just saying, they suck. They make mistakes. They turn the ball over. They can't win at the end of games when the game is there to be won. They aren't playing well. What do you want me to say? This has gone on now for over a year. Cam Newton last year, this year, even this year, when the quarterback play is good and the quarterback isn't the problem. They're still finding ways to lose, to be undisciplined, to just be embarrassing. They're having bad games against bad quarterbacks. And then the next week, that bad quarterback goes back to looking like a bad quarterback. That's a bad sign. I don't know what you want me to do or say. That's what's going on. They are not playing well. They are sucking. I don't know what else to say. I didn't do it. I'm not in the meetings. They suck. Are you happy? Is anybody happy with what they've seen? The Belichick people, are you happy with what you've seen? I don't know what to say.
You can't be happy with what you've seen. There's been two silver linings. Mac has been good.
Yeah.
Really good for a rookie quarterback.
And I know what the second one you're going to say is the Steve Belichick memes.
Exactly.
No, sorry. What was the other one?
I was going to say Judon.
Judon.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Real quick, let's get to Ralph and Cranston. Ralph, good morning on the Sox.
Good morning, guys. Look, baseball, let's be honest, you follow it more than you watch it. It's like you said.
Correct. You're damn right about that.
Correct.
It's too long. You follow it. But, you know, I can't watch every game. But trying to get to a little bit more positive point of view with this, you know, the Red Sox were clearly an overachieving team. They were playing with fool's gold a little bit. They never had the type of team to bring it to the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Bloom was brought in here to build it differently. Stop giving out $33 million a year long-term contracts. And it got to a point quicker than we thought.
Yep.
You know, and it's a situation where you look at it and you say, yeah, we're going to see, you know, but revenue grossing sport, baseball's number two. So if people can knock it and say things, it's still number two. And football has the edge. A big reason, too, is the gambling. The gambling is a big, big part of football. And it grosses twice the amount of money as the NBA, which I think is poorly run. But, you know, what really upset me a little bit the last three games is that they kind of reverted back to what they were doing when they went in that slump. You're looking at these hitters coming up to the plate. They're swinging at all this off-speed junk. They're missing it by a foot, and they keep swinging at it. They keep putting themselves behind in the count. To me, that's what turned this thing around, and baseball's a streaky sport. They went from being real high to real low, and it was a little disappointing. As good of a job as I think Cora did, They didn't tell these guys, stop swinging at this junk and stop making these average pitches look like they're going to throw a no-hitter. And they did it again last night. Other than that, we should be, you know, we should be happy that we got something out of this season. Never thought they'd be one of the last four teams playing. So, you know, I'm satisfied with it. But if I can end with one thing I want to mention, and it's basketball. You know, I saw a little bit of the Celtics game, and I got to tell you, the coach, it has nothing to do with them being 0-2. This coach doesn't seem like he has a real strong handle on this team. They call timeouts. It's like Scott's talking to everyone. I think this guy, he may be a good basketball mind, but I think he's got to learn to be the leader and control this team. He doesn't seem like he's doing it. He's talking to referees during timeouts, and the team is walking around. He has to learn that, look, I'm the boss. Listen to me. Come in the huddle. Do as I say. He doesn't seem to have that mentality, at least yet.
I mean, I think that's fair, but it's only been two games for him as a head coach, and I think you got to give him a little bit of time to figure it out. You know, but I don't think what you said was out of bounds or anything like that, but it's been two games.
Yeah,
like,
we'll get to the Celtics in hour two. Just one more quick point on baseball, just real quick, because we're going to wrap that up, the whole baseball thing. You know, baseball, obviously, too long. The games are too long. That doesn't jive with today's society. So that's one thing.
Yeah.
You know what else doesn't help baseball?
162 games?
Well, that there's a few other things. But here's one specific thing, and I'm uncomfortable using the phrasing that people have been using, but that's the way it is. What has dominated baseball recently? We've just been talking about it. The analytics. And with the analytics come the who?
The nerds?
The nerds. What, you know, who, baseball's problem right now is that it's too long and it's viewed as like too old and it's like not cool.
It's not exciting.
It's not cool. It's just not cool enough. It's not as cool as football or basketball. And now here come all these analytical nerds. How is the perception, for better or worse, the nerds taking over the game, how is that going to help the game? Forget about all the, you know, the people coming in and out, the relievers.
The nerds have taken athleticism out of the game.
Do
you see stolen bases anymore?
Well, when I do see them, they're safe. Except last night when Verdugo stole, he was thrown out. But other than that, yeah, you don't see it as much.
You don't see that?
No.
You don't see them moving the runners over nearly as much as you used to? Like trying to put one opposite field or, you know, hit one to second base so the guy on second can go to third? You don't see that type of stuff anymore. You don't see nearly as many bunts anymore. Guys don't swing the bat nearly as much as they used to. And they strike out way more. So how come I could watch, like, Yogi Berra, I didn't, but you could go back and look at his stats and be like, he never struck out more than 36 times in a season. Mm. And yet he still would hit over 300 every year. Like, those, it's more exciting to watch guys put the bat on the ball, not just a home run.
Right.
Home runs now aren't that exciting anymore because they're too commonplace. A double is kind of exciting. A triple, watching a guy round the bases, incredibly exciting.
I'm just saying.
They've taken those elements out.
I agree. I'm just saying baseball is in need of significant changes if they're going to get back on top or become more popular or perceived as cooler. And the one major change that has evolved over the last however many handful of years is all about the analytics, the numbers, and the nerds. How is that going to help the game get cooler and get to a place where people want to watch it and really embrace it? You know? Nobody can relate to these geniuses from Yale that know all this number stuff. Like, it's not approachable. The game is not, it's becoming less approachable when you factor in all of those aspects. Forget about being slow and boring and long. They're making changes, but those changes aren't helping. They might help you win a game if you're the Rays in August, but they're not helping. I don't know if they're really helping in the postseason. They're certainly not helping popularity. So that's the problem with baseball, and that's where we are there. When we get back, we'll talk a little Celtics, because I think I know what the problem is for the Celtics, and I want to get into that and get your opinion. This is the Mark and Kitchen Show, 103.7 WEI.
For a free estimate, call Arch Painting today at 1-844-ARCH-PAINTING. Visit them online at archpainting.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.